Let's face it. Most of us have it easy when it comes to feeding our animals. We drive to the store, pick up a bag of feed, and call it a day. But imagine for a moment that the nearest feed store is miles away. And by miles, I don't mean a quick drive down the highway. I mean it might as well be on the other side of the world, because for the Amish, a feed store run isn't even on the radar. Instead, they've mastered the art of feeding their animals using what's right in front of them. No fancy bags of feed, no modern solutions, just good old-fashioned farming know-how. So how do they do it? Well, let's dive in, starting with the most common farm critters, chickens. These feathery little entrepreneurs are more than just breakfast producers. They're the stars of the show when it comes to sustainable feeding practices on Amish farms. Imagine a bustling yard filled with hens pecking around, proudly clucking as they hunt for their next snack. What's on the menu? A delightful mix of homegrown grains and garden scraps, of course. In an Amish household, raising chickens is almost like running a mini business. Families often grow their own corn, wheat, and oats, which serve as the main diet for these busy birds. Did you know that a single hen can lay about 300 eggs a year? That's a lot of omelets. With all that egg production, it's no wonder chickens have earned their place as essential farm members. But what happens when dinner is over? Nothing goes to waste here. Leftover vegetable scraps from meals, think potato peels, wilted lettuce, and even the occasional bit of bread, make their way into the chicken coop. It's like the ultimate recycling program, but for food, chickens are excellent at turning yesterday's dinner into tomorrow's breakfast. They love a good buffet, and the variety keeps them happy and healthy. Just imagine, one minute you're tossing out old veggies, and the next you're hosting a chicken feast. Now, let's be real. Chickens can be a bit picky, but they're not exactly fine dining. Ever seen a chicken fight over a piece of leftover cake? It's hilarious. Those feathery friends will go to great lengths for a crumb of something sweet. And if you think your cat is the ultimate hunter, you haven't seen a chicken on the hunt for a bug. Chickens are nature's little pest controllers, gobbling up insects that would otherwise invade the garden. But here's the kicker. All those happy chickens contribute to something even greater than just eggs. Their manure is a gold mine for composting, turning into nutrient-rich fertilizer for the Amish gardens. Talk about a win-win. The chickens help keep pests at bay, produce delicious eggs, and their waste enriches the soil. It's like they're on a mission to make the farm as self-sufficient as possible. Now let's move on to the gentle giants of the farm, cows. These big beauties aren't just lounging around. They're hard at work producing milk, and their feeding methods are a testament to the Amish way of life. If you've ever been close to a cow, you'll know they have a way of making you feel like the world is moving just a little slower. They chew their cud, blink lazily, and occasionally give you that "what do you want" look, which can be quite amusing. In Amish farming, cows are often fed a diet that's the envy of many a foodie. They munch on a delightful mix of pasture grass, hay, and specially prepared silage. Silage? That's just a fancy word for fermented grass and corn. Think of it as the cow's version of a gourmet buffet. It's packed with nutrients and helps keep these hefty animals healthy and happy. You wouldn't want to serve your guests leftovers every day, right? Well, cows appreciate a well-planned menu, too. Here's a fun fact. A single dairy cow can produce an astonishing 6 to 7 gallons of milk a day. That's enough milk to fill several cereal bowls or make an entire week's worth of cheese. But let's not forget, keeping a cow well-fed is a year-round job. During the warmer months, they graze on lush green pastures, but as winter approaches, Amish farmers prepare by stockpiling hay and silage to ensure their cows stay well-fed through the colder months. Now picture this. It's a chilly winter day, and the cows are inside, cozy in their barn. Imagine the scene. While you might be bundled up inside with a cup of hot cocoa, these cows are enjoying a meal of freshly cut hay, eagerly munching away as if it's the best thing since sliced bread. And trust me, they can eat a lot. A single cow can consume about 100 pounds of feed a day. That's like you trying to finish a giant pizza by yourself. Good luck with that. Of course, feeding cows isn't just about what's on the menu. It's also about the presentation. Farmers often mix in some molasses or grains to make their feed more appealing. It's like adding a little extra flavor to your favorite dish, Nobody wants to eat plain rice every day. And if you've ever seen a cow dive into a feed trough with gusto, you'll understand why they're often referred to as the life of the barn party. But it's not all about the food. The Amish believe in treating their animals with respect and care. Cows that are well cared for not only produce more milk, but also have happier dispositions. It's a simple formula. Happy cows, happy milk. When you walk into a barn where cows are treated well, you can almost feel the good vibes in the air. And speaking of good vibes, let's not overlook the social life of cows. They have a pecking order, or should I say mooing order. And watching them interact can be quite the comedy show. There's always that one cow who thinks she's the queen of the herd, bossing everyone around. And then there's the one that always seems to be on the receiving end of a gentle headbutt. It's like a soap opera, full of drama, but with way more hay. Now, how does this connect back to the bigger picture? Well, the milk produced by these cows doesn't just nourish families. It's also a key ingredient in many local Amish products, like cheese and yogurt. So when you enjoy that creamy yogurt, remember the cows that made it possible, happily munching away on their well-deserved meals. Next up on our farm tour are the ever-energetic goats. If you think cows are entertaining, just wait until you meet their smaller, more mischievous cousins. Goats are like the comedians of the animal kingdom. They're curious, playful, and always ready to turn a simple grazing session into a full-blown adventure. Watching them is like having a front-row seat to a stand-up show. There's never a dull moment. One of the best things about goats is their ability to eat just about anything. Seriously, if it's green and it's within reach, it's on the menu. We're talking about weeds, shrubs, and even leftover garden scraps. Farmers love goats for their unique ability to clear out overgrown areas, making them the ultimate garden helpers. They turn what might be an eyesore into a beautifully manicured landscape, all while having a grand old time. Did you know that goats can eat around 4 to 5% of their body weight each day? That's like you munching on 5 cheeseburgers in one sitting. So, when you see goats happily nibbling away at the plants, just remember they're on a serious mission. With their keen sense of taste, they can actually select the tastiest greens. It's like they're little connoisseurs of the plant world. Now let's talk about their feeding routine. Amish farmers provide goats with a mix of hay, grains, and whatever fresh greens they can find. During the summer, they're often turned loose in pastures where they can roam and munch to their heart's content. But come winter, those tasty treats become a little harder to find. That's when farmers stock up on hay and prepare special feeds to keep their goats happy during the colder months. Goats are also great recyclers. If there's a garden with leftover veggies or scraps, you can bet those goats will be the first to clean it up. It's like they've signed up for the best job in the world, grazing and getting paid in food. And here's a funny thought. Have you ever seen a goat trying to eat a tin can? They'll chew on anything they can get their mouths on, so keeping the yard tidy is essential. One of my favorite memories is watching a goat named Daisy at a local farm. Every time I walked by, she would bleat loudly, as if she was calling me over for a chat. But the moment I got close, she'd dart away, only to stop and look back at me as if saying, "Catch me if you can." They have this way of playing hard to get that's just too funny. And let's not forget the social side of goat life. They're very social animals, thriving in groups. Watching them interact can be a riot. There's always one goat who thinks they're the boss, and they'll butt heads with anyone who challenges them. It's like a goat version of Survivor, where only the feistiest make it to the top. Feeding these little rascals not only benefits the goats, but also helps keep the environment healthy. Their grazing habits prevent overgrowth, which can help control pests and improve the land's overall quality. You could say they're like little four-legged gardeners, doing their part to keep the ecosystem in balance. Now, let's dig into the next stars of the farm, the pigs. If goats are the comedians, then pigs are the playful tricksters, always ready to roll in the mud and have a good time. They might not be as cute as puppies, but these clever creatures have personalities that shine just as brightly. They're smart, social, and oh so hungry. You might be surprised to learn that pigs are incredibly versatile eaters. They're like the original recyclers of the farm, taking everything from kitchen scraps to garden leftovers and turning it into nourishment. If there's food that might go to waste, you can bet a pig will happily gobble it up. This makes them a fantastic option for farms looking to reduce waste. It's like having a compost bin that oinks back at you. In an Amish household, feeding pigs often involves a mix of grains, vegetables, and the leftovers from family meals. Picture this. After a big Sunday dinner, what's left on the table? You guessed it, the pig's feast. Farmers take pride in making sure nothing goes to waste. They're like the ultimate cleanup crew, and I'd like to think they appreciate the effort by giving their best piggy smiles. Let's not forget, pigs have a reputation for being quite intelligent. They can be trained to do tricks, solve puzzles, and even find their way through mazes. They're not just rolling around in the mud. They're plotting their next great adventure. A fun fact to chew on, pigs can learn to associate sounds with food. So, if you ring a bell before feeding them, they'll come running like it's dinner time at a fancy restaurant. Now, here's something to chuckle about. Have you ever noticed how pigs love to wallow in the mud? You might think it's just for fun, but there's actually a practical reason behind it. That mud keeps them cool and protects their skin from sunburn. Talk about a built-in spa day. They've mastered the art of self-care long before it became trendy. When it comes to their meals, pigs have quite an appetite. A full-grown pig can eat about 5 to 7% of its body weight each day. For a pig weighing around 200 pounds, that's like you finishing off a large pizza all by yourself. But what makes feeding pigs truly interesting is their ability to turn scraps into delicious meat. It's a full-circle experience that benefits both the farm and the family. One of my favorite stories about pigs involves a family friend who raised them on their farm. They had one particularly feisty pig named Wilbur. Yes, just like the book. Every time someone walked by, Wilbur would grunt loudly as if demanding a snack. The funny part? He was known for his impressive ability to dig through the garden, sniffing out the best veggies before anyone else could get to them. He turned a simple stroll through the garden into a race against the clock. Next on our charming farm tour are the fluffy and friendly sheep. These woolly wonders might seem docile, but they have a unique charm all their own. Picture a flock of sheep grazing peacefully in a field, their gentle baaing creating a soothing soundtrack to farm life. But don't let their calm demeanor fool you. Sheep are full of surprises. When it comes to their diet, sheep are primarily grazers, feasting on grasses, clovers, and other tasty plants. They have a knack for finding the most flavorful greens, almost like they have an internal GPS for good eating. Fun fact, a sheep can eat up to 5 pounds of grass a day. That's like you trying to munch your way through an entire bag of chips in one sitting. Imagine the crunching. What's interesting about sheep is how they thrive on foraging. Instead of just munching on whatever's available, farmers often rotate their grazing fields. This practice not only keeps the sheep well fed, but also helps maintain the health of the pasture. It's like giving the grass a chance to take a breather, ensuring there's always fresh food available. Sheep really are the original lawn care experts, keeping the fields neat and tidy without needing any fancy equipment. In Amish farming, sheep are also a source of wool, which is another important aspect of their diet. You see, when sheep are shorn, it's not just for the sake of fashion. Farmers often feed them extra grains and hay to prepare them for shearing season, ensuring their wool is as thick and luxurious as possible. Talk about a beauty routine. Those fluffy coats are like nature's version of a cozy sweater, and you can bet the sheep appreciate the extra care. But what's life like for a sheep on an Amish farm? Well, they're not just grazing machines. They also have personalities. I once visited a farm where the sheep had names, and let me tell you, they were full of character. One particularly cheeky sheep named Fluffy was known for sneaking up behind people and giving them a playful nudge. It was like having a furry friend who couldn't resist a good prank. While they might seem simple, sheep are surprisingly social creatures. They thrive in flocks and can become quite attached to one another. If one sheep strays too far from the group, you'll often hear a chorus of worried bleats calling them back. It's a reminder of the importance of community, even in the animal kingdom. Feeding sheep also plays into the bigger picture of farm sustainability. Their grazing habits help manage weeds and promote healthier pasture growth. The manure they produce enriches the soil, making it ideal for growing crops. So, while they're busy munching away, they're also contributing to the overall health of the farm. As we learn about these furry foragers, it's clear that sheep are not just cute and cuddly. They play an essential role in the balance of farm life. Their diet, social structure, and wool production illustrate the interconnectedness of animals and the land. Let's dive into the world of rabbits, those adorable little fluff balls that not only bring joy, but also help out in the garden. With their twitching noses and big ears, rabbits are like nature's little cleanup crew. They thrive on garden scraps and love to forage for greens, making them the ultimate garden helpers. Imagine a sunny day in the garden, and there's a bounty of fresh veggies ready for harvest. But wait, what happens to those slightly wilted greens or carrot tops that might not make it to the dinner table? Enter the rabbits. These little guys are experts at turning what could be considered waste into a gourmet meal. Toss some leftover lettuce or cabbage into their area, and you'll see them hop around in delight as if they've struck gold. It's like they have a sixth sense for detecting the best garden treats. Now let's talk about how quickly rabbits can multiply. It's impressive and a little mind-blowing. A single female rabbit can have up to 12 babies at once and can do this multiple times a year. So if you start with a pair of rabbits, you could have a whole furry family in no time. It's like a furry version of going viral. Families looking to grow their rabbit population find it surprisingly easy. Just make sure to have enough space for all those bunnies. Things can get hopping fast. Speaking of bunnies, I can't help but chuckle at the antics of a particularly mischievous rabbit named Nibbles. One afternoon, while I was tending to the garden, Nibbles managed to sneak into my bag of seeds. Before I knew it, he was bounding around with a seed packet hanging from his mouth like a trophy. I couldn't stop laughing as he tried to figure out how to open it, looking like he was plotting his next big meal. Who knew rabbits could have such a flair for drama? On a more serious note, raising rabbits can be a sustainable choice for families. They don't require much space, making them perfect for small homesteads or backyards. By feeding them garden scraps and foraged greens, families can reduce waste while producing healthy meat. Rabbit meat is lean and packed with nutrients, which is a fantastic addition to the dinner table. Plus, with their rapid reproduction, it's a great way to enhance local food sources without a huge investment. Now let's gallop over to the noble horses. These magnificent creatures are more than just beautiful to look at. They've been partners in farming for centuries. Picture a picturesque scene of a horse plowing a field or trotting down a sunny lane. It's hard not to be enchanted by their grace and strength. Horses have a diet that's as hardy as they are. They primarily eat grass, hay, and grains. On many Amish farms, you might find horses enjoying a feast of fresh hay after a hard day's work. The best part? Horses are picky eaters, and they tend to nibble at their food in a way that can be quite entertaining. Watching a horse carefully select the best strands of hay is like watching someone at a buffet trying to decide between all their favorite dishes. Let's not forget how essential horses are for farm tasks. They can pull plows, transport goods, and even help with planting. In fact, a well-trained horse can pull up to 3 times its own weight. That's like a teenager lugging around an entire mountain of groceries all at once. Impressive and a little exhausting. I have a funny story about a horse named Charlie. Charlie was a gentle giant, but he had a little quirk. He loved to sneak snacks. One day, while I was feeding the chickens, I turned my back for just a second, and there was Charlie, his nose deep in the chicken feed. He looked up at me with big, innocent eyes as if to say, "What?" I was just helping out. I couldn't help but laugh. It was as if he thought he could be a chicken for a day. Horses also play a vital role in sustainability on farms. They produce manure that can be composted and used to enrich the soil, creating a natural fertilizer for crops. This cycle of nutrients helps maintain a healthy ecosystem on the farm. Plus, when horses are used instead of machinery, it reduces the reliance on fossil fuels. So, in a way, these majestic animals are also champions of eco-friendliness. The bond between a horse and its owner can be incredibly special. Spending time with horses can teach patience, empathy, and responsibility. I remember the first time I rode a horse. It was a bit nerve-wracking, but once I got the hang of it, I felt a connection that was both exhilarating and calming. There's something about being on the back of a horse that makes you feel like you're part of something much bigger. Next up in our farm adventure are the turkeys, those comical, plump birds that can really strut their stuff. With their vibrant feathers and endearing waddles, turkeys bring a lively energy to any farm. But these festive fowls are more than just eye candy. They play a significant role in the farming lifestyle, especially when it comes to feeding practices. Turkeys are natural foragers, and they love to scratch around for insects, seeds, and plants. Picture them wandering through the yard, pecking at the ground like they're searching for treasure. It's a sight that always brings a smile. Farmers often supplement their diet with grains like corn and oats, which are staples in the Amish way of feeding. In fact, many Amish families will mix in kitchen scraps. Think vegetable peelings or leftover bread, giving these birds a hearty, varied diet. You can almost hear the turkeys clucking in delight as they dig into a feast. Now, let's not forget their importance during the harvest season. When Thanksgiving rolls around, turkeys take center stage. Families gather to celebrate, and the turkey often becomes the star of the show. Imagine a beautifully roasted turkey, golden brown and glistening on the table. It's the highlight of holiday meals. The traditions around Thanksgiving meals are steeped in history, and many Amish families uphold these customs with pride, emphasizing home-cooked meals and shared experiences. Speaking of traditions, did you know that turkeys have an eye for style? They can see in color, which makes them quite the fashionable flock. Just picture a turkey strutting around the yard, flaunting its colorful feathers as if it were on a runway. I once saw a turkey take a fancy stroll, and I swear it was posing for an invisible camera. Those birds have a flair for the dramatic. Let's wag our way over to one of the most important members of the farm family, the dogs. These hardworking companions aren't just pets. They help herd livestock, protect the farm, and provide endless loyalty. And when it comes to feeding them, Amish families don't head to the local feed store. Instead, they rely on a diet rich in kitchen scraps, especially leftover meat, straight from the farm's table. Meat is a big part of what keeps these farm dogs fueled. After meals, the dogs are treated to the leftovers of whatever the family didn't finish, whether it's chicken, beef trimmings, or even scraps from a freshly butchered hog. Picture a dog sitting by the kitchen door, eyes fixed on the plate, just waiting for those leftover meat bits to come his way. I had a dog named Charlie who knew exactly when dinner was winding down. As soon as the plates were being cleared, there he was, tail wagging, waiting for his special second dinner of meat scraps. While meat is the star of their meals, these dogs also get a bit of variety with cooked vegetables, grains, and other kitchen leftovers. But it's the meat that really gets them excited. One time, I watched a dog chowing down on leftover chicken bones and meat pieces. It was like he had hit the jackpot. However, not all table scraps are dog-friendly. Just like everyone else, the Amish know that certain foods are dangerous for dogs. Chocolate, onions, and grapes are definite no-goes, and they're mindful to keep those out of reach. I once heard about a dog who managed to swipe a whole pie from the windowsill, only to realize halfway through that it had chocolate in it. Needless to say, that wasn't a pleasant day for anyone involved. These farm dogs play a crucial role beyond the kitchen, too. They're not just lounging around after a good meal. They're out herding sheep, keeping an eye on the chickens, and guarding the farm from any potential trouble. Breeds like Border Collies are particularly skilled at herding, and it's impressive to watch them at work, running circles around the livestock with precision. Their meals may be simple, but their contributions to farm life are anything but. In Amish farming, every animal has its own special role. From the cows that give fresh milk to the playful goats that keep things lively, each creature adds to the everyday life on the farm. These animals are more than just sources of food. They're beloved companions that are part of the family. How Amish families care for their livestock shows their values of sustainability, community, and respect for nature. Next time you enjoy a meal or see a farmer with their animals, remember the hard work and love that go into it. Each farm has its own story, filled with laughter and the connections between people and the animals that make life richer. Here's to celebrating farm life and the furry friends that make it all worthwhile.